Hi, and thanks for joining us for A Moment of Encouragement, a daily radio devotional given by Pastor Ron Daniel of Calvary Chapel, Cheyenne.
Jesus was having dinner at Matthew's house. Up until that very day, Matthew had been a tax collector. Of course, nobody likes having to pay taxes, but Jewish tax collectors were viewed as traitors because they were working for the Romans. But that didn't seem to bother Jesus. Matthew writes, "It happened that as Jesus was reclining at the table in the house, behold, many tax collectors and sinners came and were dining with Jesus and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to his disciples, 'Why is your teacher eating with the tax collectors and sinners?' But when Jesus heard it, he said, 'It's not those who are healthy who need a physician, but those who are sick. I didn't come to call the righteous, but sinners.'" And so Matthew wasn't the only tax collector who hung around Jesus. There was a lot of them, weren't there? As a matter of fact, there were many other sinners of different kinds hanging out with him as well. They felt comfortable with him. We need to see this because it's a vitally important point in our understanding of who Jesus is. Many people have the impression that Jesus was a stiff religious figure looking down his nose at the misbehaving corrupt people of the world. But he loved sinners. And that's why they were comfortable having dinner with him. He didn't drive them away. He drew them in. It was the religious people who gave him trouble about this. But he said, in effect, "Doctors who want nothing to do with sick people aren't doctors, now are they?" Today, if you're a sinner, Jesus wants to eat with you. He has said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and will dine with him and he with me." This is Pastor Ron with a moment of encouragement for you today.
If today's devotional thought has blessed you, then we invite you to join us every Monday through Friday at this time for a moment of encouragement. May God richly bless every moment with him today.